Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hey, folks, as 2021 comes to an end, I hope everybody had a great year. But as you get ready to head into 2022 and think about your sales team and what talents and skills they need to develop, I'd like you to consider training, coaching, or potentially having someone in like myself for a sales meeting presentation. So if you're interested, give me a call or reach out by email. Glad to talk to you about how we can develop a customized training program specific to your team in your geography. Now on to today's episode of the podcast. Talking about sales confidence today, three ways to develop the courage to sell. You know, when meeting with a sales manager, they often tell me that they want their salespeople to be more confident. I'll ask them, hey, what do you want out of this training? Well, I wish that my sales team was more confident. Well, they know that if their team is more confident, they will sell more and run into less resistance when calling on customers. And I couldn't agree more with them. However, the struggle is that confidence is really an outcome. It's an emotion. You can't tell someone to be confident and actually have it stick. Well, I guess you can actually tell them, but it's not likely going to bring out the actual emotion of confidence. You can only fake it for so long, at least not the kind of confidence we need in a salesperson. You know, in a highly competitive market like agribusiness, salespeople are hit with a lot of resistance, mostly price resistance. There's a lot of options out there for our customers. The salespeople need a deep self-driven confidence that they help their customers to a better business structure. This comes from the knowledge that they bring great solutions to their customers. This is what really drives confidence. Now, that's great. And so how do we actually gain that confidence? Well, one way is to spend a career in the industry and develop it over time. You know, that's one solution. However, I like to speed up things a little bit and develop courage with salespeople. Courage and confidence seem so similar that we often confuse the two words. However, in sales, they take on a very different meaning. Understanding the difference will help you improve your sales approach. First, confidence can be defined as the belief that something is true. You believe you will be successful in selling a customer. You believe that your products are the best solution for a customer. This belief comes from actually doing it, experience. However, how do we do it when we lack the courage to even try? And this becomes the challenge. And this is where courage steps in and becomes part of the solution. Courage can be defined as the ability to do something that scares us. The courage to drive down the driveway on a cold call. The courage to ask for the sale. Working with salespeople, I find it's the courage to be the biggest struggle for them. Now, of course, fear is the real issue. You know, we fear making a mistake. We fear appearing salesy or upsetting a customer. We are definitely afraid of losing the sale when we get hit with that price resistance if we're able to negotiate that. We're also afraid we won't make our sales projections or that our peers will look down on us for not making enough sales. Courage is the ability to manage these fears and act anyway. So here are three ways to develop the courage to sell. Number one, practice, practice, practice. If I could give one piece of advice to any salesperson who lacks the confidence and wants to build up the courage to sell, it would be to practice, practice, and then practice even a little more. Find a way to make it as real as possible, but somehow find a way to rehearse. Go to a training that includes role plays, rehearse with a more experienced salesperson on your team or maybe your manager. Your research, technical, and product line departments are great places to rehearse if that is a big part of your selling process. And my personal favorite is to practice while you're driving. You know, as salespeople, we are out there driving the country all the time. We have hours and hours to sit and listen to talk radio. Turn the radio off and practice a little bit. I recommend this to the groups I work with all the time. When working on closing skills, salespeople often will say they just don't know the words to use. So they don't ask a closing question. They'll forget, or it gets too late in the sales process, so they don't ask it. My recommendation is to think it through during the pre-call planning and actually write down the closing question if they have to. Then, while they're driving to the sales call, rehearse that moment when you switch from presenting on your products to asking the closing style question. We typically don't need to rehearse how we present on our products. We're usually pretty good. We're knowledgeable about that. What we really struggle with is when we go from presenting to asking that closing style question. Rehearse that moment and listen to yourself. That is the most important moment to rehearse. Trust me, this will boost your courage to actually do it when the moment strikes. Well, number two to developing courage is start small with a safe customer. Take this courage journey in small incremental steps. Don't try out your newly developed skill for the first time on your biggest customer or your biggest prospect. Find a current customer to work with on these skills. No disrespect to a smaller customer, but you will feel less nervous trying it out on them. The stakes don't seem as high, which makes it less fearful for us. It gives us a chance to learn. Now, any school or training you have been through always starts with gradually increasing difficulty. You know, going through the Army's jump school, we didn't jump out of an airplane at 1,250 feet or 1,000 feet or whatever it was. We started off with a 5-foot platform. Then we moved up to the 50-foot towers, and then we moved up to the 250-foot towers before we did the jump for real at 1,000 feet. My courage to jump from a perfectly good airplane was bolstered by the fact that I knew it worked at 550 and 250 feet. It also helped that there really wasn't much of a choice when they opened the doors of the airplane. So take these same incremental steps to be more courageous in your sales approach. It only takes a few seconds of courage to turn down the driveway. And once you do, it's never as bad as what you thought it was going to be. Well, the third way to build your courage is to review your fears. You know, cold calling on prospects is typically one of the most fearful activities for salespeople. And contrary to popular social media memes, fear is real, and I don't downplay it. You know, there's those things that fear is false evidence appearing real. That's bull. Jumping from a plane is dangerous, and I was rightful to be fearful. There is real evidence that something can go wrong. In jump school, we reviewed and practiced what to do if something went wrong. Well, turning down the driveway onto a prospect's farm is one of those fearful events in sales. And to manage this fear, I like to walk a training group through their fear with a set of questions. I start off with, what do you think will actually happen? You know, if this fear that you have of prospecting, what do you think is going to happen? How many times has that happened in the past? Now, if that did happen in the past, what was the actual outcome? I mean, really, what actually happened? Did the prospect yell at you, kick you off the farm, or tell you to never come back? And the answers are usually no to those questions. Now, think about what you fear the most when you're out there selling. And walk yourself through the worst case scenario. Then ask yourself, how often did that actually happen? If it did happen, how could you react to it? And now practice that reaction. Well, here's one final thought on this whole subject. First of all, you are not going to be perfect in the beginning, nor are you going to be perfect every time you act on your courage. You can't expect the first cold call on a prospect to be the same as 3 years from now when you make your 300th. It sounds needless to even say it, but that is what we do to ourselves. We go out there, we try something once, we have some failure or a poor performance, and then we decide that we are terrible at it, which is probably true. How could we not be terrible at it? It's our first time. Trust in the fact that you will get better. Give yourself a break and go back to these three tips often to build up your courage to try it again and again. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.